With SR News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Some SNAP benefits will continue after two legal rulings.
Two federal judges ruled last week that the government was required to keep the program running, but both rulings gave the administration leeway to either pay for the program entirely or partially. The process of loading SNAP cards, which involves steps by state and federal government agencies and vendors, can take up to 2 weeks in some states. The average monthly benefit is usually about $190 per person. That amount will now be reduced. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Virginia, the stakes are high in Tuesday's election for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and the House of Delegates. But fewer Virginians tend to vote in state elections, and pro-family leaders are urging values voters not to sit this one out.
The ideological divide is vast on parents' rights, mixing sexes in school locker rooms and sports, assisted suicide, and much more. The Family Foundation's Victoria Cobb says the past reveals the future.
If leftists win in November, 2026 and 2027 will be even worse. They have a track record. We have seen what they will do when they obtain power. Were it not for the governor's veto pen, their insane ideas that they would have had enacted today would be horrifying.
The current governor could not run for re-election. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
New York City's mayoral candidates making a final push to get voters to the polls as the race to lead America's biggest city nears its finale. Democratic nominee Zora Mamdani, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Republican Curtis Sliwa have all spent the race's final stretch frenetically campaigning across the city's five boroughs. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans agree with the GOP on social issues.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 34% of adults think the Republican Party has the right policy on abortion. That's up from 31% 2 years ago. On LGBT questions, 35% of Americans say they agree with GOP policies, up from 29%. Support for the Republicans is also growing on issues such as the right to bear arms, crime, immigration, race, and health care. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Hawaii has ruled the Food and Drug Administration violated the law by imposing restrictions on accessing mifepristone, a popular abortion drug. A lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union argues the FDA is restricting access to a safe medication without scientific justification. ACLU lawyers asked the judge to find the FDA violated the law but didn't seek an immediate elimination. This is SRN News. A major corporate takeover in the consumer health care sector is announced. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
Kimberly-Clark is buying Kenvue, the maker of Tylenol, for $48.7 billion. The deal means several household brands will be under the same roof. Listerine mouthwash and Band-Aid made by Kenvue will be side-by-side with Huggies and Kleenex tissues made by Kimberly-Clark. The combined company will generate about $32 billion in annual income. The deal is expected to close in the second half of next year. It still needs approval from shareholders of both companies. I'm Mike Hempen.
A trial has begun for a former government attorney charged with assault for throwing a sandwich at a federal agent. A grand jury refused to indict Sean Charles Dunn on a felony charge. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.